I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1461, Running Naked. Although I've never personally done that, I do know people who have. And there's an old song, oh yes, they call him the streak, fastest thing on 2 feet. But it turns out, running naked is actually biblical. Well, sort of. This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. Sometimes loving well means running naked. Did you know that ancient athletes would participate and compete in the nude? Why? Because they didn't want anything holding them back, nothing slowing them down, so they stripped off everything and took off running. It seems the writer of Hebrews picks up that theme in Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The word laying down in the Greek has the idea of intentionally taking something off you, pushing it away from you, putting it beyond your reach. It's a deliberate decision to not keep doing that that's holding you back. The writer says, lay aside every weight. The word weight is from the Greek word orkos, a word that describes a burden or something so heavy or cumbersome that it impedes you, it slows you down, it holds you back. This athletic image is used for us in the race of faith. And that leads today to the obvious question. I hope you'll not just fly by it, but you'll take a moment with the Lord to answer it together. Here is the great question. Think about your life for a moment. How you're walking with God, what's going well, what's not going so well, and ask yourself in the presence of God, what is the weight that's holding me back and slowing me down from my race of faith? It might be a sin that you can't seem to let go of. It might be an attitude, a grudge, unforgiveness. It might be a habit that is not healthy. I don't know what it is for you, but what is it that's holding you back? Take that to the Lord today. Let's pray this prayer from Rick Renner. Lord, I know that you're on my side and that you want to help me. So today I'm asking you to help me lay aside the attitudes, negative thought patterns, and bad habits that keep pulling me back into miserable defeat. I'm exhausted from trying to live for you while dragging along these old habits behind me at the same time. I need to drop them and leave them behind. So today, I'm asking you to help me make the big break. Help me this day permanently drop the unnecessary weights that hinder me and walk away from them forever. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1462. In the meantime, Francis Chan wrote, "Be careful you don't adopt a passive attitude about the Christian life. Growth in Christlikeness isn't an impassive stroll. The New Testament uses disciplined athletic imagery elsewhere to describe the effort involved in growing in Christ. The author of Hebrews is under no illusion that the Christian life is lived passively or effortlessly. If you want to grow in maturity, you need passion and discipline." Then he says this, and this is an important distinction. It's the same one that Dallas Willard makes. He said, "Earning is not a good word for Christians, because we can't earn any acceptance before God. But effort is a good word for those who have already been made new creations in Christ. We must pursue holiness." That's what it says in Hebrews 12:14, in this life by God's power. Do you understand what he's saying? No, we can't earn salvation, but we train in Christlikeness. We put things in our lives that positively influence us, like prayer and Bible study and community. Those things are positive things. And then we lay aside, we run naked, we take off the things that are holding us back. It might be a sin, an attitude, something in your life that you know is just helping you stay where you are, stay stuck, instead of growing in Christlikeness. Maybe today, think about it, maybe today it's time for you to start running naked.